mercies and putting it in our heart to be here tonight. And as we come, Lord, to fellowship, Lord, here with you, we pray that you just minister to every heart. Those that will join online, we ask that you be with them. Those that are unable to be here tonight, and just pray that you just minister to them as well. And just trust, God, that you would just get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise from our gathering. As Brother Troy just prepares, Lord, to come, I pray that you would use him, amen, for your glory once again. How, Lord, I just appreciate these brothers that you have called to be a part of Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. I thank you for Brother Kwaku on Sunday. Lord, I thank you for these Wednesdays that Brother Troy has been able to take. I thank you for Brother Smiley, Lord. And God, just each one, thank you for Brother Jerry, Lord. And just, Father, just thank you for the help that you have provided to this church. And Lord, what a blessing it is to be in this position. And we just appreciate you, Lord Jesus. So as we come tonight, Lord, we ask that you would just drop something special on purpose for us. Minister to every heart, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It feels so good just being here again. It feels so good feeling what I feel again. And there is nothing I like better than when God's children get together. Feels so good, oh, just being here again. Well, it feels so good just being here again. Oh, and it feels so good feeling what I feel again. Oh, and there is nothing I like better than when God's children get together. Feels so good, oh, just being here again. Well, it feels so good, oh, just being here again. Yes, it does. It feels so good feeling what I feel again. Oh, and there is nothing I like better than when God's children get together. It feels so good just being here again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Before Brother Troy comes, I did want to just thank the Lord for giving us traveling mercies to and from Indiana. We just had a wonderful, wonderful time while we were there. They were doing a little wedding celebration for Aaron and Rebecca, and just turned out really, really nice. And just the services and everything too just turned out really, really nice. And I'll maybe just share a testimony so a little bit later from some of the things that occurred there. But it's still good to be back. And I was watching the service on Sunday, and I was just telling Sister Erica as we were driving, I said, it's a blessing to see that the church is having church when you're not there. And it just meant a lot to me. So Brother Quick, we really appreciate, amen, you and the sermon, amen, on Sunday, and the song service. I think I heard a song that Sister Michelle was singing, and saw Sister Dasa pick it up and start playing. I say, man, these saints are having church. And just a real, real blessing just to experience it, be on the other end of the live stream. So I really enjoyed that, and I know the brothers have been working to kind of improve the experience on the live stream. They have a Brother Simba just came up with a way where we can pick up the congregation now, and you can hear the worship just going on inside the sanctuary. It just really makes you feel like you're part of everything. So I just appreciate, amen, all that was done. And I'm very, very grateful for what the Lord is doing here in Spirit and Truth 2.0. Amen. But let's prepare our hearts, amen, to receive the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. As our brother Troy, amen, our deacon, comes to minister to our hearts, and how I appreciate him, amen, for just getting himself out of the way and allowing the Lord to use him. Amen. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Let's sing it again. Amazing.
Sing that again this afternoon or evening. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch. His amazing grace. Amen. Many sing that song. Truly, we don't take those words for granted. Amen. This hour was his amazing grace. Amen. Amen. That shined a light in our path. Amen. Amen. That showed us truth in this hour. Amen. It was his amazing grace that we were once blind, but now we see. Amen. Amen. Love the Lord this evening. Amen. We're not going to hold you. Let us grab our Bibles. I want to apologize. I kind of feeling a little way on last Wednesday. I didn't want to have you standing, and because I had a lot of scriptures and just didn't want to have you standing and things. And so I just said, well, sit down. And then it just... we don't sit down on the reading of the word. Amen. We always honor the word because it is God. We honor his word. Amen. If God himself, amen, was to walk in this room right now, we would want to rise because he's the all-knowing, he is deity. Amen. So we honor that, and we respect that. Amen. So forgive me for that. I allowed my feelings for you all to get in the way. Amen. So I won't have you standing long. I want to read from Matthew, the 24th chapter. And 24th chapter, reading from the 7th and 28th verse. Amen. It's good to have our pastor back. Amen. I feel like I'm the big brother, but I feel like I got my help back. I got my big brother here. I can preach now. Come on, devil. Amen. You love him?
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 24, amen, 27th verse. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth into the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Amen. You may be seated. Love the Lord. Amen. Let us just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we, Lord God, I come this evening, O Father God, and just come humbly, O Father God, ask you, Lord God, to bless us, O Father God. The sacrifices that were made, O Father God, the hours of preparation, O Lord God, and Lord God, those that have taken time, O Father God, no doubt tired in their bodies, weary from a long day, O Father God, of doing their tasks, O Father, and Lord, but they sought time to come to the house of God, Lord. No doubt that they come looking for something, O Father. They come, Lord God, out of a need, O Father God, whether the need is just to draw closer to you, Lord. Lord God, they come just simply because they love you, Lord God. Simply because, Lord, they love being in your presence, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to honor that, O Father, this evening, O Father God. O Lord, give us exactly what we have need of. Give us the desires of our heart, O Lord. Lord God, we commit this service into your hands, O Lord God. Those that may be online, O Lord God, and taking their time, O Father, to find a quiet place, Lord God, to just listen to the word of God, Lord. I ask you, Lord God, to bridle my tongue, Lord God. May I speak, Father, only what you want spoken, O Lord God. Lord, you have full and complete control, O Father, right now. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's good to, a pleasure to be here again. I want to just thank you all for putting up with me for the past 3 Wednesdays. Amen. I've had a really wonderful time in the Word. Amen. Looking at this, I preached a while back on a subject called portals. Amen. And looking at that, this message here sort of I had prepared or was on my heart immediately after that because, amen, but the Lord kind of took me in a different direction, and I was just kind of glad when I had this opportunity to share. So looking at that message that I preached before on portals, we just in sort of recap and on some of that, we know that there are different dimensions, amen, and in this time and in this age, there have been portals, amen, that have been opened to those dimensions, amen, amen. We're living in that time. We look at what we talked about there on the days of Enoch, amen, how Enoch walked with God and he was transported, amen, to another, amen, dimension, amen. And all of these kinds of things, and how there's dimensions of science and light and time and matter, amen. But we're going to delve a little bit more into these things, and looking at this set of scriptures, we want to continue on here and from Matthew 24th chapter, amen, 32-33. It says here, now learn the parable, amen, of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near even at the doors. Now, that word doors, even at the doors, is in parallel to what I was talking about before, these dimensions. Doors is these dimensions, these portals that allow you to enter into another room. Right. Amen. These are the entrances, amen, to another dimension. Right. Amen. So we want to look at that. Remember here that in studying that, I looked at Matthew chapter 24 is the seventh seal of Revelation 6. So it was written in prophecy form in Matthew 24. Now learn the parable of the fig tree is the nation of Israel. When its branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, we know that summer is nigh. This is Israel as a young nation putting forth leaves, and summertime is beginning of the harvest time. Amen. And so this is the time period dispensationally of what we are living in now. Amen. Because the Jews in 1948 have raised their flag. Amen. Declaring themselves a nation once again. Amen. So it's yet tender. Amen. But there is a time, amen, that the door will be shut and the gospel is going to go back to the Jews. So when we see that these things are happening, that, amen, the fig tree is putting forth buds, it says, so likewise, ye, when ye shall see these things, know that you are near or even at the door. Amen. Now, the last couple of Wednesdays, we were talking about being able to see. Amen. So talking about seeing these things. Amen, and I'm so glad that the bride of Jesus Christ, amen, we were once blind, but now we see. We recognize where we're at. Amen, we recognize that we're at the door. Amen. So notice here, he's speaking of more than one door. Amen. The scriptures tells us that this time that we are at the doors, many doors, different doors, give you choices. I told myself I was going to calm down this Wednesday and just kind of teach. I don't know if it's in me. Amen. Different entrances that allow you access from one place to another.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
So 34 says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So now he begins to open up the mystery of the seventh seal, because the seventh seal is connected to his coming. He already told us that his coming would be as lightning that shining out of the evening. It shall be light in the evening time. Amen. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. How did Noah enter the ark? He entered the ark through a door. And there was only one door, amen, to the ark. And knew not until when the flood came. You see the parallels. Amen. And took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So in Noah's day, there was just one door of the ark was presented to the people of that generation. But we also know that there were other doors in Noah's day where people were given access to other things such as sin and unbelief. They were given a choice, amen, to accept the message of the hour for that day or perish. Amen. So it says there in 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 11th verse, amen. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This word entrance means an act of entering it or doing word. I mean, it's a verb. It's an action word that we do. It's something we have to do. Amen. So I know a lot of we come out. It's not by works and things of that nature. Just, you know, by faith. And I believe you got to have faith. You have to believe the word. But you also got to do something. Amen. They could have sat out there on Noah's Day and said, I believe and I have faith and I've accepted the message, but never make the step to go into the yard. They still perish with their faith.
That's right.
Yeah. See? So there's always, don't let nobody deceive you. There's something that you have to do.
Amen.
I mean, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. There's something you have to do. Amen. It is an action word. Amen. It's not just a mystical, I just believe. Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. But you also have to do something about what you believe.
Amen.
Amen. So the door is an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's something, as the scripture tells us here, that is ministered to us and is like a key of faith that causes us to enter. The ministry of the word is an entrance being ministered. As it was in Noah's message, it was preached that caused those who believed his message to go through the door of the ark. Amen. Right. Now, Brother Branham preached a message. Amen. Preached on this message of doors. Amen. Many times throughout his ministry. Amen. Doors and doors and different ones. It's just three or four, five different messages, I believe it was, that he preached on doors. And one throughout the message often connected to our personal life.
Right.
Amen. Where we are a building. Amen. And in any building has doors and compartments and rooms.
Yes,
amen. Believer in reference to doors, indoors that the prophet preached there. He would explain to us just inside your heart, there are many doors. Just like a house or front entrance, and in the room, they have many doors within the house. Amen. But with many doors give entrances into the room. Many people want Jesus to come into their heart. Amen. Through the front door. Amen. But don't want to allow him access to the other rooms. Amen. Amen. So our heart, amen, should be open, amen, to all that the word has to him, all our doors. Amen.
Right.
That he be Lord of our house.
Right.
Doors are also give people entrance and access to whatever is beyond the door on the other side.
Amen.
Amen. Doors are used even importantly to keep people from entering.
Right.
Amen. So it is a synonymous doors also to keep valuables safe. Amen. To keep people from entering places that we don't want them entering. Amen. At night, daytime, every time in this society in these days, amen, we lock our doors. Used to be a time you just had to lock them at night. Lock them all the time. Now my wife getting it. Don't sit up in here with the door open, unlocked. Don't sit up in here. Lock them doors. Say, baby, I'm here. I know I'm glad you're here, but lock that door. Doors give people entrance, amen. So, amen, we lock our car doors when we park them, amen. Lock our house doors, amen. And we're reminded of a bank vault, amen, has huge doors with multiple huge steel pins, amen. It's to keep valuables safe, amen. See, there's another aspect of a door. A door can be used to seal off great things of value. So we are all familiar with doors and their uses, and the scripture speaks of doors in many places in the Bible. We're going to take a look at one in Genesis. Amen. We talked about Noah here, but I want to look at one here. Amen. In Genesis here, we see that, I want to find it here. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. Amen. I'm sorry, bear with me. Amen. We look at Genesis, the sixth chapter. I'll just continue going from where I'm at here. Amen. Genesis, the sixth chapter. The end of flesh, it says, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them which sit upon the earth. Make an ark of gopher wood, room shall be made in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without, and pitch with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth shall be 50 cubits, and the height shall be 30 cubits. A window shall thou make in the ark, and in a cubit shall thou finish it above, and a door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof, which with lower second and third stories shall thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under the heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Amen. So we find the door was associated in Noah and the ark. Amen. The door that God used to shut them up, shut them with the people that believed the message of the hour. Amen. The seventh, and they went into Noah's ark, two by two, all flesh, where is the breath of life. Amen. And they that went in male, female, of all flesh. And God had commanded him the door to be shut. Amen. We see that no man can open the door, no man can shut the door. Amen. And we've had a door open in our time. Amen. But no man can shut that door. Amen. So John 10, the 10th chapter, the 7th verse says, then Jesus said unto him again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door and the sheep. Say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Amen. So we see here that John is referring Jesus in the book of John, he is the door. Right. Amen. Christ is that door. Amen. Amen. And you must have a revelation, amen, to who he is in this hour. Amen. Amen. For that door to have access to that door. Right. Amen. Revelation 4:1. After this, I looked and beheld a door was open. Right. Amen. So here's where we get into the meat of it. After this, I looked and beheld, this is John on the Isle of Patmos, amen, where he seen the visions and everything, and he said he looked, and he beheld a door was open in heaven, amen, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Amen. So he had to come up here. There was a door open.
And he said, come up hither. So when we were speaking on last time about those dimensions, we were talking about here in this dimensions of mortal, there is another door above us. Amen. I should say above us. We say above because it's just how it's in another dimension. It is a place where the believers live in. Amen. Because we are potentially in the rapture now. Amen. See, our mind and our concept of living in life is being changed and being transformed. Amen. So through the revelation of the word of the hour, we are living above Laodicea. Amen. We are not of Laodicea because we are not blind. We are not naked, wretched, and miserable and don't know it. Amen. That is that's the condition of Laodicea. I beg to differ with the bride. We are not in Laodicea. We are seated in heavenly places. Amen. So our thinking and our activities and our actions and the things that we do, this is why we're different. People sometimes can't understand, well, why do you dress that way? And why do you act that way? And why do you do the things that you do? Because we're not living in the same realm that you're living in. Amen. The prophet has come, amen, and we have received an entrance. The entrance has been ministered to us, amen, and we have not rejected it, but we have received it. And because of that, by the Holy Ghost, we have stepped through another door.
Right. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
When they come up hither, a door has been opened. Amen. When the seven seals, amen, in 63, the door was open. Amen. And the message, the entrance was preached, amen. A key was given, amen. And we have received that message, and amen, that we are doers of it. Amen. We've taken off. We've put on. We've changed our activities. Amen. Now, we live according to the word of God. Amen. We live according to the word of God through a prophetic anointing. Amen. That is the entrance. Amen. That is the door that was open. Amen. Many ministries have doors open. Many ministries, they do the same thing. They go to church and they do things, but just like we were saying before, there's a door offered, amen, but they keep certain doors closed.
All right.
Amen. We'll open the doors of the church and we come and we feel good, amen, but they want to let them back in that back room.
All right.
All of the doors are wide open. And the house is clean. Make yourself at home, Lord. You are Lord of all. Amen. So we find ourselves in that condition in this very hour and hath raised us up together to seat in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Since we also find in Revelation 3 that there was a door on knocking and trying to get in because in the end time, that Laodicean age, amen, he was shut out of his own church by their creeds and dogmas of man's religion and the interpretation of the word. You can't fellowship with God and disagree with his word at the same time.
Amen.
You just can't do it.
Right.
Amen. He says, behold, Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, he will open the door. I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. So notice what's happening here. That the opening of the door is connected to the receiving of truth.
All right.
Amen. That's what would have opened the door to Christ for him to come in.
Right.
The receiving of truth.
Amen.
Amen. So in John 5 it says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me. Amen. And we will not come to me, ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his name, in his own name, you shall receive him. Now the prophet preached a message called blasphemous name. So you won't receive, he said, I come in my name, but you'll receive Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian. This is what I am, and this is what I am. And you'll receive those names. If they had received the truth of the message of this hour, because that is who Christ is in this day. He is the mighty God unveiled and revealed to us by his own word that has been revealed in this hour. Amen. Now, and I think I got something double printed here. Now, in the process here, Genesis 4, 3-7. Genesis 4, 3-7. I want you to take a look at something. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought forth fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain, and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? He was wroth because he wanted God to accept worship in the way that he chose to worship. But God has one provided place of worship. Amen. And one key will open that door. Amen. So this is a type of the world today, of this day, that who refuse the truth of the word of God for this hour, for the doctrines of man. If thou doest well, thou shalt not be accepted. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? It's a question. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Amen. So Cain was offered, amen, an entrance into the door. Same way the people of Noah's day was offered an entrance to the door. The same way in this day people are offered an entrance, amen, to the door. We see Cain here was offered that entrance. We see here that God's instruction to Cain, that if he submits to the word in humility, then he will be accepted. In other words, the entrance of grace and acceptance of God would open to him. But if he rejects the counsel of God, then other doors would be open to him where sin lies. Right. And so when Cain rejected the door of truth, God had offered to him a door of sin was open. Yeah. Amen. And a spirit come through that door. A murderous spirit, yes, that caused him to kill his brother. So we see that the same that rejecting the door, amen, of the opening of the word, amen, will also cause you, you're going through a door. Amen. Yeah.
Glory.
You might as well accept the door that God has opened to you for safety. Amen. And the rest. truth. Right. Because if not, you have opened up another door.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Where demonic spirits would bombard you.
Right.
When you reject the door that God has offered you.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Now we're living in that time, my brothers and sisters. We see that this is gone. When the people in Noah's day rejected that door, the only other door that was open to them was death.
Right.
And when Cain rejected truth,
right,
refused to walk through that door because he wanted to worship in his own way. There was another door open. A spirit had entered into him that caused him to murder his brother. What a terrible spirit. Don't think for 1 minute that the rejection of the word in this hour won't bring the same results. You may not murder with a knife. You may not shoot your brother with a gun, but every time you reject the word of the hour, what you murder with? Your tongue. Every time. You reject the word of God, they go around murdering with their tongue, trying to kill a man's influence. What is it? A devil has entered into you. We're talking about these. This is real, folks. I don't know if this is being preached anywhere else. This is real life to open people's eyes to not what our physical eyes can see. For these things are temporal. These things are passed away. But there is another dimension that we are living in that is more real than this dimension that we see, touch, taste, smell, feel. That is more real. Amen. Let me read here from the message preached in 1953, 06:15 evening. I perceive that thou art a prophet. Amen. I think they were numbering different, as it say, paragraph 50K. But you're a needy person. This was Brother Branham in a prayer line. You're a needy person. Very much in need. You're suffering with a nervous trouble. Isn't that right? You are a nervous, really. You've had a nervous breakdown. Isn't that right? Well, I'm going to tell you something, lady. I see you as a little child. You got some kind of injury when you was a little child in the neck. Is that right? You got an injury in your neck, and it's caused you to be extremely nervous. Is that the truth? Yes. Now, he said, right, he said, I lost the vision. When you were talking to me, you don't know that's all right. See, there was something about it. What was it? He was telling you. Now listen to what the prophet's saying. Now I want to make sure I read this right, y'all. Say, there was something about it. What was he telling you? What was I telling you? Talking to you about? Oh, he told you what you've done. See, Brother Brandon was in between. He's saying he was talking to you. I was talking to you. Amen. Says, what was I telling you, talking to you about? He told you what you've done. Is that right? It told you something you had done or something that happened to you. What did it say to you? I mean, what was I telling you? See, lady, it's a vision. I'm in another world. The woman tells Brother Branham, amen, what was said? Oh, is okay, that's the truth. I see. All right. That's wonderful. Now that what not knowing you And he said, now see, you heard me speak it, but that wasn't me. I couldn't have seen. I wasn't back when you were a little girl and seen what happened to you. I couldn't have been. Then you know you're in, amen, the presence of some supernatural being. Is that right? Here's something else. I see you getting a little and going away from me again. There's something else. He wants you. You got a daughter that you're thinking about, a daughter that had a calling or something another to be a preacher or something. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. And then she backslid and went away from it. Isn't that the truth? And she tried again. She made two tries, and now on account of some kind of love affair or some boy or something's called her away, you believe. Is that truth? If it's the truth, raise up your hand, then Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come here then. Amen. We see that even in this situation where this young lady, how Brother Branham said, I was in another world. Amen. And how the daughter, amen, had a call. Now, we know she didn't have a call to be a preacher. She was just a little bit confused. But through a love affair. Now, I just felt compelled to kind of hang on that a little bit. Right. Amen. We got to watch, be real careful and be prayerful about who you go around hooking up with. Amen. There's no doubt that the same people of the bride ain't running around having affairs. But I'm preaching to a mixed group, a mixed multitude. Right. Amen. There's many that might be online that may not know. I'm telling you, amen, young lady, young man, old, because in this day and time, they say that right now, the sexually transmitted diseases are running rampant in Central Village. Shameful God. Shameful God. So we can't even speak that to just young folks who don't know no better. Young folks who don't know how to manage their puberty and things of that nature. No, we can't even preach that to the young teenagers who are going through the change and don't know how to manage and things of that nature. We talking about a full-blown devil that's getting on old people, causing them to do perverted things. And they're, what they're doing, it, they're opening themselves up to another dimension.
That's right.
Because it will take you away from God.
Amen.
Sin lieth at the door.
Amen.
Amen. Sickness lieth at the door. Amen. And another message here. A door and a door, Tucson, Arizona, 6302-23, paragraph 106. He said, many great people has knocked at doors down through life. Now, a whole lot of it depends after you go to the door, who it is knocking. You got to know who that is doing the knocking. But you should at least go to the door. That's the only decent thing to do, is to find out who's there at the door. Go there. If somebody's knocking, say, who is it? Open the door. Who are you? What do you wish? Oh, many, that was back in his day. Now you look through the peephole and holler. What you want? You know? We'll open those in this day now. Many might be some great person. What if it's a great person? It'd be a great honor to you to open the door for somebody that was a great somebody. Amen. That great person. So he is speaking there in the scripture of Revelation 3:20 because Christ is the greatest person that there could ever be. Amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. So this is speaking of the age that we're living in. This is the only way, this is also the same period of time of when the Jews are back to their homeland and the fig tree putting forth its buds, as in our opening scripture in Matthew 24. Now, remember the same Holy Spirit that was performing miracles and healings and discernments in Brother Branham's day is bringing us to the truth of this day, because the healing of our body brings temporal healing to your temporal body. But the truth of the words bring eternal relationship with God. The revealed opens a door to God's eternal day. Amen. Philadelphia church age. It is to this church age that Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." That makes the last age very short. Laodicea is the age of a quick work. It'll cut short. Now, we will specifically dwell on the open door that no man can shut here in the Philadelphia church age. He says, first of all, I want to dwell on this door as signifying the tremendous missionary efforts of the age of Paul. Paul called a new missionary endeavor for the Lord an open door. Right. Amen. Furthermore, when I come to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, a door was opened unto me. Right. Amen. So we see that the comparison of the scripture, that this open door signifies the greatest spreading of the gospel the world has ever seen. Amen. I want you to see something here. God works in threes. Amen. He, on the third Pergamos church age, that the church was married to the state, the deeds of the Nicolaitanism, and become a doctrine of Nicolaitanism. That age was the open door to the false vine. Once it had backed up by the power of the state, it became actually a world system, even though it bore the name Christian. Thus, it spread like wildfire. Amen. But now, 3 ages later, After a hard struggle of faith, here comes the open door of truth. Amen. Amen. We are living in the age right now of that open door. Amen. Of truth. We see, my brothers and sisters, through all these examples. Amen. And there's many, many more. He says in the scripture there, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Amen. I want to stress to you, my brothers and sisters, that there is a door of truth. And ye must walk through that door. The danger in rejecting that door is that there is another door presented to you. There is a danger in rejecting that door. Many people come and they sit up under the word, visitors and different ones. It is a dangerous thing to reject the message in this hour. Spirits are real, and they're subtle. And they're subtle. We look at the crime around the world, they're just full of violence, and people have seemed to have just lost their mind, seem sane, but there are spirits that have entered. I want to stress, don't reject this word. For rejecting, you're not rejecting me. You're not rejecting me. You're rejecting the word of the hour. You're rejecting the word of the hour. And that's a dangerous thing. It's not, at the beginning, we talked about how we are at the door. when the Jews recognize who they are, amen, when they begin to recognize and receive, the door going to be shut. I made a comment to a brother not too long ago. I say, it may not be closed, but it is closing. Time is short. Time is short. Amen. Here in James, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse, says, be patient thereof, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit on the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth now. Grudge not one against the other, brethren. Lest ye be condemned. Behold, judge standeth at the door. Amen. So we see that the rejecting of that door always brought judgment. The rejecting of that open door always brought judgment. Amen. So we pray, amen, that somebody, amen, receive something, amen, from the word. I want to stress that there are many open doors. We see that doors open into other dimensions, amen. One of the things that in my study that I was looking at, one of the things that the prophet always say when he's healing people, and people come with spirits, and he's casting out spirits, he always say, bow your head and close your eyes. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Amen. Because those spirits are looking for somewhere. Amen. And you want to see. It's man, yeah, I want to see. I want to see what happened. I want to see what happened. Bow your head and close your eyes. Because we don't want to be a receptacle for that spirit. A lot of times in the scripture, he's healing blinded eyes and deaf ears. He said, now deaf ears, says, I have the quote here. He says that's a different because they can't hear you. So he has to enter into that world. Amen. For that person to have faith to open the deaf ears. He has to enter into that world. They're in another world. They can't hear. They live in another world. So he has to be able to enter into that world, amen, to be able to deliver that person. There are dimensions all around us, amen. But we are living, and he told us to come up hither in our thinking, in our actions. Come up hither, and I will show you things to come. We're living in a different age. We're not Laodicea. Rise up. Amen, and see, amen, this world for what it is. See the truth of everything. I mean, it's just marvelous. Amen. Then will you be able to have faith and really understand. I tell you, it was something that a little testimony that my wife and I, they're planning a family reunion. And I've just been so elevated in my spirit. And we're trying to find a location for the reunion. And we were told a park. And so we went down and we looked at the park, and my wife wasn't real satisfied with the park. So we spent the rest of the evening just driving around this park and that park. I mean, till nightfall, looking for somewhere. And as I was riding along, I said, wait a minute, what are we doing? And I just kind of stopped. I say, Lord God, you see we're trying to plan this family reunion. Just had a quick, simple prayer. We want to be a light, Lord, in order to be a witness, Lord. We don't know why this is being planned. We don't know what you're doing, oh Lord, but we need a place, Lord, that'll be great for the family reunion, that'll be enough room, that'll suffice all of our needs. And we just kind of gave up. We went and got something to eat, and we got home, and within 5 minutes, my wife found a place. Within, I say, Lord, look at God. Look at God. Realizing the simple things that God is doing. Just a simple prayer. Amen. My wife had a toothache. Feeling fell out. She said, "You're just telling all my business." Tooth was hurting. You know, she called me. I said, "Well, let's just pray. Let's just pray. Pray for it." I said, "How you feeling?" I don't know if it was, she told me it was feeling better. I don't know if that was faith talking or she was actually feeling better. But look at God. She went to the dentist today and she said, "Lord, she's feeling better." So however, we just lean on God. Lean on God, because we thank God for the doctors and the dentists and the different things of this world, but we are seated in heavenly places. God is in control. God is in control of everything. Amen. Why? Because we have walked into another door. We've walked into another dimension. Amen. Let us stand to our feet. Amen. I know that was a little chopped up. Amen. But we pray that someone received, amen, something from the word. Amen. To this evening. Oh, and so just understanding, when you reject the word, amen, there's always another door that the devil offers you, amen, and that door be opened, amen, and there's some things there that you don't want to be caught up in, some things that you just do not want to be caught up in. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, this message, Lord, that you've given me, oh Father God, oh Lord, how it helped me, oh Lord God, and Lord, just help me see things for what they really are, Lord God, not blinded by society and the upper echelon and society and just life in general, Lord, just to not blind us, oh Father, what's really going on around us, how we run into people they're in another world, Lord. They see things different because they're not in the same world that we're in, Lord. We live in an entirely different world than our counterparts, oh Father. Lord God, just understanding that oh Father, that through the accepting, oh Father God, of that open door, Father, through a messenger, Lord God, that you have used, oh Father, to preach the entrance, oh Father God, into us, oh Lord. We thank you, Father God, for it was your amazing grace. We started out with that song, Amazing Grace, Lord. Just your amazing grace. Let us not spurn grace, oh Father, in this hour, Lord. And receive, oh Father God, that open door, Father God. And Lord, be doers, oh Father God, of your word, Lord, and not just hearers only, oh Lord. To live and dwell, oh Father God, with you, oh Father God, in that world, oh Lord God. Well, Lord God, the things of this world grow strangely dim. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Father. Lord God, we ask you, oh, Lord God, to bless, Lord, those that came out, oh, Lord God, and those that desired to come out, Lord, and just couldn't make it. Lord, look on the Johnson family. They lost another family member, Dietrich, Lord. Be with the family, Lord, and we see, Lord, that sometimes these things, oh, Father, cause people to, Lord God, check on their own mortality, oh Lord. We see different things, oh Father God, and we've just had so many funerals, Lord God, in the early part of this year, Lord God, and I believe through that, oh Father God, your mighty hand is at work, Lord. Lord God, may from this tragedy, oh Father God, somehow, Lord God, you bring positive, oh Father God, out of this situation, oh Lord God. May someone receive something from you, Lord God. May life be birthed, Lord God. Lord God, from someone, oh Father God. Lord, look on Sister Amanda, Lord God, and Brother Josue and the Morales family, Lord God, as they ready to bring life, Lord. As that child begins to enter another world, oh, Lord God, we just look on them, oh, Father God. Just the loving arms, oh, Father God, of loving parents and siblings, oh, Lord God. Bless, Lord, be with them, oh, Father God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The church say amen. 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 Thank you.
Seated. Certainly appreciate the word of the Lord on tonight from Brother Troy. Just a lot there for us to just meditate on. I love that. I was just talking this morning about Cain and how Cain was just going to force God to accept his offering. And just love just bringing up the point that, you know, if he didn't do it God's way, then sin was lying at the door. And I think we can see that in many people's lives today. And just pray that, you know, that folk would get a revelation, understanding that you got to come God's way. Amen. You can't make up your own way. You got to come God's way. Amen. And this message that God has given us is his way. Recently, we were there as we were coming back home, Sister Eric and I. We heard about this place up in Kentucky called the Ark Encounter. And you know, so we said, we want to go check this place out. And it's a life-size replica of what the Ark was like, all three stories and everything. And just, you know, just how things happen, you know, just Noah and his family and all of that. And you know, you just, as you looked at this huge boat, my thought was like, if I were living that day and saw a man building a boat that big, I think I'd want to try to get on. You know, and you know, the number of years that it took him to build it, and even all the animals that were coming to get on the boat, those are signs that people should have just kind of, they should have known God was doing something. But unfortunately, people rejected it, and it opened them up to another door, and that was a door of death. So I tell you, we don't want to miss it in this hour. The scripture says, I've set before thee an open door. And that open door is nothing but the revealed word in this hour. I was just going to quickly share with you all just a couple testimonies. When we went there to Indiana, I just felt to take couple sermons with me, and one of them was hurt people, and I knew that that would be that's a sermon that kind of really get to the core. But I said, you know, Lord, this is what you put in my heart, so I'm just going to kind of go forth with it. And I got a couple different testimonies that come back. One was a particular brother that he randomly listens to services, you know, stream services. His family goes to the church, but he doesn't really like to go too much. He let the wife and the kids go, but he doesn't really like to go. And his primary reason for not going is because he's gone to church and been hurt so many times. So here I, you know, come preaching this sermon, hurt people, and his wife, you know, makes it home after service, and pretty much he meets her at the door. And he says, what a service. What a service. And like, you know, that sermon that brother just preached, oh, my goodness, what a service, you know. And he was just on fire from the word of God, a word of truth being spoken to him. So I'm praying God will continue the work that he started and bring healing to his hurting heart. You know, there was another testimony someone sent me today, and I thought I would be able to read it to you, but I guess my phone is, the battery's drained, and I can't read it. But the gist of it, there was a sister that was trying to come to service, and she said every time that we come to visit, she's not able to be there in service because sickness attacks, you know, somebody in her family. So she was very disappointed that she wasn't able to come to church, and she says, you know, she said she saw Sister Burrs singing, and the song that Sister Burrs sang just really began to get her attitude adjusted. And so she began to go from complaining to just thanking God that she had the ability just to stream. And, you know, Lord, I thank you. And they had just done some work at the church, add some extra cameras. And it used to be a time where a person would sing and the camera would not pick the person up because of the angle. But they've added a new camera, so now they can pick up the singer. And she says, oh, I wasn't able to go to service, but now I'm able to at least see, you know, the people, so I can see Sister Bird singing. So she was just really, really blessed by that. So she said, I come out, and I read my scriptures to say, well, I know exactly what sermon he get ready to preach, because she had been watching all the services prior to us getting there. She watched all three parts of Hurt People, Hurt People. And she said, I know what you're getting ready to preach. She said, Lord, I don't know what you're getting ready to say, but I know you got something for me to hear, you know. And she said, as the word just kind of went forth, she said at the end of the service, she made her living room an altar. And she just began to just pray and just say, Lord, I know that there are some things that I thought I might have forgiven this person. And I thought I might have forgiven that person. But God, I want to lay it all out here on the altar. And she said when she got up from that altar, she was free. Praise God. You know, and that's for anyone that's streaming the service. If you would just enter in right where you are, God can do the things that he wants to do, amen, in your life. So, the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Heart, not your heart. So just, you know, we thank God to be able to go and just hear the different testimonies, you know, from different ones that we're sharing. And, you know, that's what makes it worthwhile when you see a heart that has been touched. Amen. Somebody's life has been blessed, you know, then it certainly makes it worthwhile. So we thank the Lord. I know that we don't have the ability to just show this tonight. We'll figure out that. But quickly, I know that we have a couple announcements is that we do have tape, monthly tape coming up this Friday. And I know it's demonology. I don't remember exactly which one. But the wrong one was announced. Okay, just you can look in the app real quick, and it'll tell us what's supposed to be. Thank you for that, sis. But we'll give you that, and then our giving is you know, the same. We have multiple ways you can use Zelle. Okay, letting off the pressure. What year? 62-0513E. Letting off the pressure. That is the sermon for Friday. Amen. But our giving, we have, for those online, we can use Zelle, we can use PayPal, we can use Cash App, either one of those. I know Cash App is $SpiritandTruthT, and then if you use PayPal or Zelle, just use the email address of giving at john423.org. Those that want to mail something in, the address is P.O. Box 222462, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Amen. That's how you mail your offering in. Let's see here. I don't think anything else from Sunday that we. There was something else. Yeah, we are planning a picnic to do that in it's May 30th, I believe it is. Which is the holiday, and we've already kind of nailed down the park up here at Haverhill. We got that already reserved, so just want to just make sure everybody's aware of that. Put it on your calendar. We are inviting Rapture and Faith Tabernacle to be a part of the picnic with us, so just be prepared for that as well. Amen. And I'm supposed to kind of meet with them to kind of talk about meetings, because the saints from London, they want to come. So we got to figure out something in order for them to be able to get here. I think, you know, when people have an expectation for a meeting, I thank God is ready to do something, you know, for the people. So I feel like we got to try something. So I'm going to try to meet with some of the brothers there at Brother West Coast Church and figure out what we can do, how we can make this happen. So you all just be in prayer, you know, for us with that. But we also, like I said, we are inviting the church to be a part of our picnic, amen, on that Monday. So hopefully it'll just be a wonderful time of fellowship, amen. I know that also coming up next month, and we'll have this announced on Sunday, I believe, but Brother Brown is having his annual meeting. That's coming up next month, and we'll have the date for you. So if anyone would like to go and be a part of that, we want to encourage you to do that. I know Brother Andrew Glover is planning to come and speak those meetings, and he was there in London with me. So I said, hey, brother, are you free before or after the meetings? He says, I'll check my calendar, but I know probably on a Wednesday night we will be looking to have Brother Andrew Glover come and preach for us as well, somewhere around those meetings with Brother Brother Brown. And I hate to steal the preacher while the preacher's supposed to be coming to a meeting. So if we can, somebody please, you know, let's try to put on our calendar to go and be support to the meetings there with Brother Brown. Amen. So keep that in mind. Praise the Lord. All right. I think that's all that I need to announce for tonight. Yes. Okay. All right. We'll remember Sister Tina and pray. Anybody else got a prayer request or praise report that they want to share? Okay. All right. Well, let's take that request before God's throne. Just trust the Lord to touch our sister. Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for the word that has been given to us here tonight. And Lord, how it's so important for us, God, to go through the door that you have opened for us, the revealed word for this day. We have watched it where others have rejected it, just as Cain rejected it, and we've watched sin just rise. People go further in sin than they ever thought they'd ever go. It's because they rejected not Brother Jack, not Brother Troy, not Brother Smiley, not Brother Kwaku, not Brother Jerry, not the ministers. They weren't rejecting that. They were rejecting the word. So, Lord, and help the people to realize that you were a veil behind flesh and you were just trying to present truth to them, God. So I pray that as long as you have the door open, may they, Lord, make a turn in their heart, that they would come back through that door of grace that's been presented to them. You're the only one that has the power to open a door and the power to close the door. So we ask, God, that your grace would be extended. We want to pray for Sister Tina, who's not feeling well. We know the enemy, Lord, is attacking her. As we even heard the testimony here tonight, Brother Troy, just a simple prayer, and within 5 minutes, Lord, the answer was there. God, we offer a simple prayer to you for healing for our precious sister who's not feeling well. We command the enemy to loose and let go. We will not accept it. We will not accept it. So we command you, Satan, loose our sister. Let her go in the name of Jesus. And Lord, may she be raised in the selfsame hour as the prayer that is going forth for her, Lord. Any other requests that the people might have here tonight, Lord, I pray that you meet them at the point of their needs. And God, we thank you for victory in every circumstance, in every situation, that you've given us overcoming power. And we just appreciate that. So, Lord, as we prepare to leave this place, but not your presence, we pray that you bless our going out as you have blessed our coming in. Bless the offering that will be given, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you, Father, just continue to use it for your glory and for your honor. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you on tonight. And we will be back on Sunday. Prayer from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then service will start at 10:30. I do anticipate that we may have a few more visitors, amen, on Sunday. So make sure you get here early to get where you need to be. And also I will say this, if the ushers have to ask you to move, please work with them. Usher or the deacon, amen, ask you to move, just please work with them, because we're going to do everything we can to accommodate those that I'm sure are coming. So praise the Lord. God bless you. Those that joined us online, God bless you. We'll see you all Sunday. Amen. God bless you.